All right. Welcome back, everyone, to another fantastic episode of The Money Seat. I'm your host, Ross Krause, certified financial planner, here to help you with your financial market questions. And once again, we're call-in show, email show, texted show. You could reach me at 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. My website, mentioned before, up and running. I'm at rosskrause.com. And you can email me, ross.krause@lpl.com. Again, that's rosskrause.com and ross.krause@lpl.com. So hopefully everyone listened to the show last week where I replayed a previous episode, or maybe you listened the first time when I had JD in here, a man who's been very busy this week, he tells me, with this other shows. And he kind of was like, hey, Ross, here's my heart. Here's what's going on. I know I need help. That's all. Can you help me? We went over some things. We kind of went over his situation. I don't want to get into all that because you could go and listen to that. If you haven't, you could go on kknw.com and listen to that episode or any previous episodes. So that was about 3 months ago, mm-hmm. 3-4 months ago. And since then, we've been having a few meetings. We've been working together off screen. And so now he's back in person, which is exciting because I like doing this with live in-person
guests.
It
is much better.
Yes. Yeah. I always look to the left when no one's here and there's no one here to to make contact with. So it's nice when people are here for that. And so I wanted to bring him back and just kind of gauge about how he's doing. If some of those fears, if some of those things are still here, how comfortable he's feeling now with everything. Obviously, probably share that, you know, you can't solve everything in a few months and there's still a lot of work to do.
Right.
But I'm going to kind of flip the switch like I kind of did last time with you. And I'm going to ask probably you the questions instead of you asking me. Probably leave it a little bit of time left for you to bring up something. Just so you know, most of the times JD's been asking me questions. It's been during our meetings.
Yeah.
So he's
asked a lot of questions.
Yeah, he's asked a lot of great questions. We don't have enough time for that. So let me get to it because I say this every week, and you know this too, that 30 minutes or 27 minutes goes by.
Goes by fast.
Yeah, it goes by fast. So, first and foremost, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 to 100, wherever you want to do it, how do you feel your comfortability with your financial situation is now compared to last time?
Well, everything is an exponential improvement from zero.
Okay.
From where I was.
So last time it was a zero.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, I kept thinking, you know, that what's the old adage? The first step to getting help is admitting you have a problem.
That's true.
That was the last time I was here, and that was really helpful. By comparison, by where I was, it's a 10.
Oh, awesome.
It's
a 10 out of 100, right?
10 out of 10, honestly, okay. Compared with where I was, because like I said, I had no idea where to go with where I was at.
Okay.
And I had no idea where to start or anything like that. So because we've started, I feel that much better. So it's a 100% improvement on where I was. And that's sort of how I focus it. So in terms of the real dollars, the improvement is slow going.
Yes.
But visible, steady, and very comforting.
Okay, so I was going to ask you, and thank you for that, is that some people feel more comfortable or they go from 0 to 5 or 0 to 10 or whatever it is because they have more knowledge or because they feel more confident. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, is it knowledge? Is it confidence? Is it a little bit of both? Is it one more than the other?
It's a little bit of both.
Okay.
And
good.
I think, you know, our meetings where we've talked and you've explained some very basic things to
me.
and then also having a plan is what helps to not just know this stuff, but to have a plan that I'm following and that I'm contributing to every week or every month and making changes and seeing the positive results of those changes. All of that helps. My confidence level that I can get to where I hope to go is way higher than it was when we did that whole plan and kind of projecting out where I would want to be by the time I was retirement age. That looked so much better than I ever expected it to look when I first came in here to talk to you.
Yeah, and to give some light on that, and this is probably where the knowledge gave you some confidence, because what happens is, and you know, cliches are cliches for a reason, but they're also true, is that when you try to eat an elephant one giant bite at a time, right, it's a whole thing. So what happens is you're like, how the heck am I going to get there? How do I get to $500,000, $1 million? It seems impossible when I have nothing. Mm-hmm. And so then I say, well, here's how the numbers work. You put in, you know, $500 a month, and you're this age, and you do that every month until you're, you know, 65, and you earn 6% in the market. Those are numbers, right? They don't lie. There's not like any, as long as you do it, this is basically what happens. It's kind of how that works. And you're right. And I turn the screen around, I'm like, and this is what you have. And you're like, oh, okay. And that's not just you. Like, it's like it's harder for the human brain to grasp those things. Just like we can't grasp how big the universe is. We also can't grasp how $500 a month and the compounding interest and just something. So, I mean, it's not nothing, but it's, you know, it's $500 a month isn't $5,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Builds into that much money, right?
It's amazing. It's amazing. And that would only be if I just stayed at 500.
If you never made more, right?
Starting at 500 a month, which is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Starting at 500 a month, putting into the market as a starting point, if it can give me that, it gives me more incentive as everything else changes for me financially,
right,
to be putting more in to increase that number.
Yes.
That was such a huge moment to go, okay, wait, that's my baseline?
Yeah.
That number is my minimum.
Right.
That's pretty great.
And it's kind of cool because you feel very confident in those numbers, because in your back of your mind, you're probably like, I can do that,
mm-hmm,
right? As opposed to if I was like, okay, now you put $2,000 in a month for 20 years, and you'd be like, well, that sounds great, but that doesn't seem realistic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important, not just, you know, working with you or for anyone, but to put realistic numbers in there, right? We put $500 a month, and we put 6% return. I mean, we could put more, and it could return more, but we don't want to over, right? You know, mm-hmm, if I said, hey, you're going to earn 8% a year, and you're going to put $1,000 a month, and you might have $1 million, and you'd be like, okay, well, awesome. And
yeah,
it's not going to happen.
Yeah. And that's the funny impulse that I keep running into is, and you keep reminding me, now you got to walk before you can
run.
Actually, and we're kind of, you got to crawl before you can walk.
Yes. Yeah.
But because I want to run, right? Because now I'm like, oh, I can see this works. Because
mm-hmm,
the funny thing is take out $500 a month. And what's so funny is there's always room for it to go. Because I know it's leaving before I even see it.
Okay.
And so once upon a time, like last time I was in here, I talked about how I just seemed to get to the end of the month and I had nothing left.
Yeah.
Now, I'm still lean at the end of the month, except that $500 has already gone.
Right.
And so, okay, wait a minute. So if I can end up in essentially the same spot having taken out $500, now I'm like, that's more incentive to keep budgeting, keep working on reducing expenses, because then I can still be saving more or putting more into the market or whatever it might be. That's the funny part. It actually took just making the decision. And that's what I would say to everybody listening. Making the decision to pull out a certain amount and just assume you're never going to see
it.
You can adjust everything else.
Yes. Yeah. It's funny you say that, because that's kind of how we work. We adjust around those fixed expenses. So if you treat whatever you're putting away a month in investments as a fixed expense and work around it, then your lifestyle isn't changing too much.
Mm-hmm.
And mentally, at the end of the month, if you weren't doing that and you were putting nothing away, you're going to have that nagging feeling being like, I should have been doing something, or I missed out, or man, what am I doing wrong? As opposed to, well, okay, at least I got that money going in the investment, so I did something right.
Exactly.
Even if you're left with nothing, you're like, I still accomplished what I needed to do. Uh-huh. And that's mentally, it's a whole different feeling. You feel, right, I assume, more confident. Yeah.
It is. And the mental awareness of that leads to a lot more emotional comfort, which leads to a lot less stress.
Mm-hmm.
It is, that just by itself has been massively helpful.
Okay, good. And I was going to say, so now that it's been 3 months or 4 months, I think it's been three
going
months.
On four.
Going on month four. Is when you do something like this with people, and once again, for most people, what they're earning, $500 a month is a medium to small to medium life change. It,
mm-hmm,
it's not nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a little bit to get used to that.
It does.
So my question is that, are you still getting used to it? And there's nothing wrong if you are. Or after the first month, were you like, I get it. Like a light bulb came off. I'm curious.
It, let's see. The first month when it came out, I was really excited.
Okay.
And
awesome.
Then I took a really good look at how I normally was spending the rest of my money and said, I can't do that. So okay. I need to make some adjustments.
Okay.
Where I really made quality adjustments was in getting my food and gas budgets.
Okay.
Down.
Okay.
So like my food budget, I got really nailed down.
Okay, good.
And that was really helpful. The second month, it felt really good. It was like, okay, that's 2 months in a row.
Yeah. Oh,
that's $1,000.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty good. I haven't had $1,000 put anywhere in a long time. And so each month has gotten better.
Okay.
And I think it's just in another week or so. I think
we'll be the fourth one. Yeah, because it's a habit. What we're doing is everyone builds up bad financial habits. It's just how life works because mm-hmm. no one teaches you good ones.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to learn a new habit. And just like with anything else, it takes a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's that first one is usually like, ooh, like, oh.
No.
Yeah, so I'm glad you seem to handle it pretty well.
Every month already felt like that
okay.
knife in the chest before
okay.
that. That was the hard part, was just not having that plan, and despite having the best of intentions to do better.
So and that's what happens with most people, is they do have that intention, and sometimes they need a little bit of a push. So I'm going to switch to the kind of next gear of the whole following up with you, and this isn't a pat on the back of me. It's more of a why you should be working with someone really in all fields, is that – I assume having an advisor, someone there, was helpful to you to get all this up and keep the plan, right?
Yeah, it was central.
Okay.
It was central. Yeah, and yeah, go ahead and pat yourself on the back. I don't. If I could reach you,
that's
I would
part
pat
of my job. But thank you. Yes, I'm glad. Yeah. So sorry.
No. It's really important, because if you don't know what you don't know, like I did,
mm-hmm.
you need to talk with somebody who can explain things simply. Now. That's the other thing. It's not just somebody who can explain to you what to do, but explain it well.
Okay.
Lay out the fact that you were able to lay out for me, like you said, those graphs of, you know, and here's the estimates.
Right,
and all
right,
that,
right.
For me to be able to see that and to have questions answered in very plain language, very clear language, because money for me, and I'm sure this is for a lot of listeners, it can sometimes feel like you're listening to a foreign language when people
yeah.
talk about it.
Yeah.
And you pick up words here and there. I know a little bit about it, but the fact you're able to explain it so straightforwardly and then have a plan and just say, this is what we need to do. Yeah, absolutely vital, because, and honestly, that was the hardest part of this whole process, was just saying, yeah, I could use your help. And then here's how bad things are. And it was really helpful, because you said to me, he was like, oh, I've seen worse than this. I was like, oh, okay, good.
Yes.
That's good.
Yes.
Okay.
Multiple worse, not just one really terrible situation. These are more than one people.
Right.
Yeah. Whether it's way more debt than you had,
mm-hmm.
or people who were older,
mm-hmm.
or people who maybe had less money or had other expenses like kids or just other stuff or health or whatever, that I was saying that people get in their own heads, and it's normal that their situation is unfixable or too far gone, mm-hmm. or whatever it is, just because. One, they haven't lived anyone else's life, so they don't know these things. But
right.
but two, just because in their minds, it's people always think it's too late.
They do.
Yeah.
They do, and it's never too late.
No, there are situations in money where if you were 60.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah. So that's why I'm really doing this. It's not just to reach younger people right out of college. It's, you know, people who are in their 40s. It's still early 50s. You could, you know, $500 wouldn't be enough. It might be $1,000 or $1,500, but
mm-hmm.
it's mostly not too late for a lot of people if you start with nothing to at least get you something.
Exactly.
Right.
And that goes a long way to just get, you know, all you need in, you know, in a system is if one tooth of one gear is out of whack, it can close everything down.
Yeah.
But the flip side is also true. It just takes one
tooth
of those gears to kind of get it going again.
Yeah.
And so my awareness of my spending is so much better than it used to be, because there's a plan, because there's money coming out, and because I know what the next steps are for what I need to be knocking down.
Yeah.
You know, and so I was like, okay, well, no, I can't. I don't want to buy that right now because I need to hit this, or I need to put aside some money for that coming up. And it really has helped with my nickel and diming, which has been the death of me.
And it's funny how that I see you're drinking some coffee,
mm-hmm.
and that's something that people don't realize until they go through their budget. And
mm-hmm.
it was like, well, $3 is nothing, but it's $3. Yeah.
And that was budget.
And then the next day, right? And the next day, and it's like, oh man, that's $150 a month or $200
Boom.
A month.
Yep.
And you're like, what? You know, Yeah. Oh man. And then all of a sudden, right, it's this subscription, that subscription, this. It's like, well, my Xfinity cable's, you know, $190. It's like, I don't really use it that much. It's like, whoa.
That then, was shocking.
Yeah.
All the subscriptions mm-hmm. I had, just even the ones through my phone, you know, the on my smartphone.
Oh, okay.
Just like New York Times here or, you know, other thing here.
Yeah.
And, you know, oh, yeah, that's right. I got this health app, blah, 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 blah. But if I wasn't keeping track of that, which I wasn't, all of a sudden I'm like, wow, I did some quick math. Like, that's a lot of money going out the door. That's another grocery run. Right. And on some level, it was another trip of groceries is how much money was going out the door on subscriptions.
Uh-huh.
And then the nickel and diming was even worse because it was easy at the store to pick up just, this extra thing here. Yep.
Yeah, it does add up. And I think you brought up a good point. And part of what I've actually gotten better as an advisor, which I probably wasn't great earlier, is that helping people is this delicate balance of knowledge and advice and instilling confidence and trusting that the client and someone like you is going to be an adult and understand these things. Because if I had just sat there and done all this technical stuff and showed you all these things, you probably would have glossed over it. And by the time we got to the real stuff, you might have been checked out or mm-hmm. it might not have worked. And if I just said, hey, okay, so we're going to do this, this, and this, and you're just going to trust me to get it going and all this stuff, and you would have been like, wait, but why? Like what does it look like?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to give enough knowledge and really for anything, you need to have a basis understanding of your situation so you can make informed decisions that aren't just like, well, is $500 even going to work? And I would have been like, well, we'll see, right? That's mm-hmm. not a very good plan, right?
No.
We first have to look at a little bit of the technical side, mm-hmm. and this is with everything, and say, okay, we need to make informed decisions that are good for us. So we have to have the right information first mm-hmm. and understand it. Then once we do that, then we can start making a plan and do all the next steps and get towards it. And as a person, you're going to have confidence knowing you understand why you're doing what you're doing and where it's going to get you in the long run. And that is it. That's it.
Yeah.
That's everything. That's my secret. I got nothing else for you.
Yeah. It's a good secret. What it reminds me of is when you were in grade school, did you ever have to do you take an egg home for a weekend and you had to take care of it?
Oh,
like it
no.
was a pet? Like
we did it where we dropped it from the ceiling of our school and we had to protect it in a thing so it didn't break.
Yeah, I had to take an egg home
like
for
it was
a
baby,
like it was a baby, and take care of it.
Interesting. No, I've seen it on TV, but I didn't actually do that.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, and that's what this reminds me of on some level is it is kind of a basic. This is what you need to do
uh-huh.
because you always have to be aware of that, right? You have to be aware of the choices that you're making and everything you're doing. You have to be aware that. To spend money in this one place means it can't go here.
Exactly.
And you have to decide, okay, that where it needs to go for, in this case, into the market or into savings, is more important long term than this moment.
Right.
And that's always the challenge. That's
yeah.
always the challenge. But because I found a little bit of traction, that's easier to do than it was. I still don't always accomplish it.
That's normal.
But it's way better than it
okay.
used to be.
And that's good because usually with these things, it is going to be, and it actually sounds like you took a pretty big step with everything, which is great. Usually it's a smaller step and then you're ready to take bigger steps later. But you actually did such a good job of absorbing it and kind of buying it and getting it that we kind of did probably more than a normal person we would have done, which means you're a little.
Now we went after it.
Yeah, and now we're a little bit ahead of where I thought we'd be
in
3 good.
Months. Yeah, we went after it. And I wanted to do that, and that kind of came from, okay, a much clearer picture, right? And I love to talk in analogies, as you can tell. But what it was like was if, you know, before I was talking with you, before I came on last time, it was like driving in the fog. You can only go so fast. You have to be very careful. Mm-hmm. You don't really know where you are. And then after that has been like the fog has cleared more.
Good.
I have a better sense of where the road is. I feel safer. I feel better. I can perform better behind the wheel, you know, and I have less anxiety.
And it wasn't that much, right? It doesn't feel like that's what's crazy. I always try to tell people it doesn't feel like we did that much.
Not that much.
But yet it makes all the difference.
Yeah, it does. And I had to make some real clear choices on some subscriptions that I really liked and things like that. And I still have some expenses I want to cut down. Like my cell phone bill is still ridiculously stupidly expensive. So trying to get that fixed. But mm-hmm. what's amazing is when like a couple of subscriptions that I did, not just the ones on my phone, but some bigger ones, monthly food deliveries, really. When I cut those back, it was amazing how much that introduced into my possibility.
Yeah.
It's, you can do a lot with.
Yeah. And even if we did 100 or 250 a month, it still would have been a huge difference in the long run, or at least to start out. And then we would have built it up. But yeah, even if you had saved less, it still would have been a huge start, and personally more than before, which was zero. That was the point. So it's not zero. Yeah. You start small, and you really cut out stuff. You were really disciplined.
I did. It's still tough at the end of the month.
Yes.
I still get lean. And
it should be.
And yet that's actually now has purpose. Rather than just feeling like survival.
Right.
It feels like, nope, I can do this. Yes. I can stretch out my food dollar another few days.
Good.
And so I figure if I'm doing that, and I was thinking about this the other day, I probably end up stretching my food budget probably 4 days a month at the end of it. Now, I do that over the course of a year. That's well over a month of stretching my food budget.
That's a lot of money.
Which is a lot of money.
Yeah.
Particularly when it used to be zero. Right?
Yes.
It's like, it's that much better. And it's so I can tell it's creating new positive habits, and I am so much more aware of my daily spending and where I'm going than I've ever been before.
Good. It's funny. I work with most of my clients who I work with who kind of start in a similar position as you do. We all go over a budget exercise, and all of them, the point of the exercise really has nothing to do with anything I'm doing, but just giving them a piece of paper to fill out. It's all a personal exercise that you just have to do. It's not like I go over with someone and said, okay, so you need to fix this and bump up this and go that. Most people are smart enough where they take a look at it and they're like, looking at yourself in the mirror is exactly what a budget does.
Yep.
And I don't have to say much besides confirm what I knew or what they knew themselves. Most people aren't stupid. They know what they're spending. It's in the back of their mind. And so it's funny that exercise is really just for you. And so with the few minutes we have left, I wanted to say a few things. One, I'm proud of you that you've done a good job.
Oh,
and
thanks.
And even though it feels like it wasn't much, you've done a lot. And first of all, it was you realized you need some help, which we all do. And whether it's this, most people it's this, but whatever it is in life, we all need help with something. You can't do all this on your own because we don't have the tools, whatever it is. And you put in the time and the energy and the effort willpower, whatever the right word is, to do it. So this doesn't get done. I like to tell people that I don't work with people who kind of have this half-assed attitude, to be honest, right? You got to come in and be serious about fixing your situation.
Yeah.
And if you are, it doesn't matter for the most part how bad it is or what's going on. You can fix it. You put in it. This isn't easy. You put in some time. You met with me a lot. You're hurting sometimes. This is not easy stuff.
No.
To do, but you can do it, and anyone can do it.
Yes.
And if you can't do it on your own, I can't help everyone, but there's lots of other people out there. Find someone that could walk you through this or be a partner or something.
Absolutely. If you want to get the most out of your exercise, you have a trainer.
Yes.
If you want to learn something in class, you need a teacher.
Yes.
You know, these are some basic things, and I have just lumped this in with my overall self-care. Look,
yes.
I think about my money the same way now that I think about getting exercise, getting good sleep, eating well, being connected with friends, doing things that are positive for me. I used to keep money off to the side and avoid it because it terrified me, frankly. I'm integrating it more with that. And so it's the sense of self-worth that I've cultivated in some other areas of my life. This fits in. And this goes a really long way to helping with that.
Yeah, it's weird how much finances and money affect our whole lives.
It does.
Once again, it isn't necessarily a thing where you need money to be happy, but it's more of the opposite situation where it's more likely to cause you stress or unhappiness if it's incorrect. So
that's
the
correct.
Real reason to get this under control isn't because all your problems are going to go away. It's because it's going to help prevent some of the money and stresses in your life where hopefully something else is causing you issues and not money, right? My job is that money isn't the thing that stresses you out. It's a relationship. It's kids. It's family. It's the sports team.
A little more equal shot at life.
Yeah, that's my job. Because life is stressful enough, and money shouldn't be one of those.
Exactly.
And my job is to walk you through that. And I think everyone needs someone to help walk that path with them on this end. And it's very important, especially if you're working with someone currently, that it's not just someone who's managing your money. It's someone who knows you, who knows your situation,
yep.
who's empowering you with the confidence and the knowledge to do this and to feel comfortable with your decisions and your plan, not just, hey, we're making you money and your account's earning this percent. There's a lot more to this than that. And I urge people to make sure they're partnered with the person who's going to help them on the psychological side, the mental
Absolutely.
Side. I think it's very important. Have we gone too much about our investment allocation that we're doing?
No.
It's not. By the way, everyone, it's invested. It's diversified. Trust me, it's fine.
I know. It's cool.
It's a very small part. I tell people that choosing Apple versus Amazon versus these stocks are a very small reason why people are successful in their mm-hmm. portfolio and just financially.
Yep.
So you have to do all those other stuff we talked about mm-hmm. first. Those are way more important. And people get bogged down in kind of some of that stuff that's just not as important.
It's running before you can crawl or walk.
Yeah, and I think it's telling. I mean, that's how I work with people, is just that we're not going to go into the weeds with that stuff, and there's just no reason to.
You don't
need to. There's more important stuff, yeah.
There is, and to anybody listening, that's exactly, if you're in a situation that I've been in, talking with somebody like Ross is perfect, because Ross understands that, and he's helping people who don't have a huge amount of money to get into the market,
yes.
which is really where the focus tends to be in that industry,
yeah.
start making better decisions. So it's been huge for me. And if, you know, I'm in my late 40s, so I'm taking good steps. So other
yes.
people prior to their late 40s and even in their late 40s can take these same steps and be even in an even better position.
Awesome. Well, just like that, I look up and we're out of time.
Boom, look at that.
But thank you so much for
thank
being
you.
Here.
Yep.
Coming back, I might bring you back maybe not 3 months from now, but maybe next year at the end of the year. And
we'll
give a longer time frame.
Sure.
But anyways, thanks for listening. My name is Ross Kraus, host of The Money Seat, and everyone tune in next week for another episode. Thank you.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which strategies or investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriate qualified professionals prior to making a decision. All performance reference is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Economic forecasts set forth may not develop as predicted, and there can be no guarantee that strategies promoted will be successful.